Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections. It's the evening of April 13th. It's 9 p.m. here in my home in Florida, and it's 6 p.m. on the West Coast and wherever you are at this time. And I want to thank everybody for joining the program tonight. You know, I've been putting out in the recent newsletters that I'm going to be moving to Texas, and I'm not there yet, because if you notice, I said tonight my home here in Florida. What it's doing is taking me, I'm going to move everything myself versus renting a U-Haul truck. I sat down, I went through all of the options, and at the end of the day, it was going to save me about $1,000 if I made three trips myself versus renting a U-Haul truck, flying back, and then, you know, taking the car with the trailer. So I've already made one trip, loaded stuff into a storage unit. And today I was sharing, well, before we go into any more, let's go ahead and welcome Blanca onto the program tonight. So Blanca, how are you doing on this fine evening?
Doing really good. It's been a busy week so far, but all is good over here. Thank you.
And again, it's always nice, you know, to have you back. And I didn't do a program last week because I was actually moving last week, and there was nothing urgent to talk about. And but I said we're back. But there was a couple of things I had to get done before everything could be released, where I was totally free to make the move. One, I had to get my car fixed because the front end was starting to shimmy, so I couldn't, you know, drive it the 2,600 miles round trip, and I got that fixed, got that back. And then the other thing was I had to sell my sailboat because I didn't want to take it with me to Texas, and that happened today. That was so nice. In fact, you notice that here on the video, my face is a little bit red. Well, because I was on the boat for about an hour and a half today, so when you get out on the water and the sun, you know, you get a lot of you get that, because the guy who came and got the boat, we had to take it 6 miles up the water to where we had the ramp to be able, we could, you know, put it on the trailer and he could drive away with it. And we did that today. So I'm all done. So I'm probably going to start tomorrow driving another trip of some of my stuff to Texas. And I have lots of time and I don't mind the drive because, see, that's when I listen to my books on Audible, my audible.com, all the Audible books that I have. So, and that's what I do that. So, so that's the scoop and that's where we are and that's what's happening in my life. And I'm looking forward to the shift and the change and being in my new location. But other than that, Blanca, is there anything else that anything you'd like to share with us tonight before I give a little bit of an update of what I know of going on in the exchange?
Well, no, it's exciting news that you're getting close to making your move to Texas. And so it'll be another a thrilling chapter in your life. And so so that's pretty cool. We're still here in Atlanta covered with pollen. But I know I don't have anything to add. So I hear you've got a pretty interesting program for the folks, so maybe we should get rolling.
Well, yes, that's true, but let's there was something else I was going to say. What was it? The update on the exchange before we get into the program.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Okay, so not a lot of new news, but remember what I have said is those that we call the sovereigns, they have to receive their funds before we get ours because we're at the tail end of the process. And I was never able to really identify, well, who are the sovereigns? So I asked myself, who are these sovereigns? The sovereigns are the ancient families, and some of them go back a couple thousand years that were extremely wealthy. And they are the ones who have been planning this for hundreds, if not over 1,000 years, and they are the ones that put up all of the original funding in the beginning. And so they are what it is that they get, if you want to use the term reimbursed, they get reimbursed first, if that's the term that we want to use. But once we know that the sovereigns get paid, and then there are some very large whales that get paid, and then we are next in that line. And that process was started for them, but then it got put on hold because of everything that was going on between Russia and Ukraine. Well, this week, I got the report, and they're back on track again. Now, money is being moved into their accounts, but they don't get to spend it. And it's not just a simple process, folks. This goes on. It takes a couple months to get through all of this stuff for all of us, because all the different hoops with the different banks that they have to jump through, verifying that the funds are there and stuff like that. And what we have always been told is that the smaller groups, like the group that I'm in Reno, they get paid first. Now, I'm in a group where there's maybe around 700 or 800 total people. But when you go to the Texas Processing Office, for all of you who have surrendered currencies to me for round one, there's a good 40 to 60,000 people that are there. So what I have been told is they're going to use the smaller groups first as the test case to make sure that there isn't going to be interference and there isn't going to be a tax coming from what we call the cabal, et cetera, and stuff like that. But it's in the process and it's underway. Now, tonight on the program, I'm going to share a video, and it's a little bit longer. It's about 25 minutes, and it's by a lady by the name of Saratoga Ocean. Now, I had never heard of her before, but I stumbled across her on a Facebook post, and she had a message out there that caught my interest. I thought, huh. And so I started listening to her. Now, she gets quite extensive. In my opinion, she could probably take her message and cut it in half and still say the same thing. But in this one, she's talking about what is called a massive change is coming. And this coming change is basically, again, the influence of those that we call the cabal and wanting to influence the rise of artificial intelligence. Now, why is this so important for us to understand? You're even going to, on one of her latest updates, she says we're starting to see already the rise of the artificial intelligence, where the cabal is using some of the old tactics of what was called the MK Ultra. This was a black ops CIA operation decades ago about how to mind control people or how to get them to be believing what you want them to believe, how you suck them into what it is that you want to say. And this lines up with how it was decades ago that the CIA admitted that they were influencing what was being put on our TVs so they could seduce the people and control them. Well, what she says here, this is the new form of control. And why is this important for us? You have to understand and believe the cabal is not just going to roll over and die and go away when all this money comes out. This is a complete threat to their existence and their power and control. So they can't stop the money from coming forward and being released. They know that. But what they might attempt to do is to control through artificial intelligence, mind influence, the people who receive the money. And that's us. And we need to learn how to rise above that. One of the absolute most important things is you never, never, never allow yourself to fall into fear. That is their power and control mechanism. They use fear to control people. If you stay above it, you keep the energy vibrations of your thought above the fear factor, they can't control you. They have the control when you fall into fear. So that's it. That's the introduction to her name is Saratoga Ocean and the background about why I'm sharing this video tonight. So let's go in and let's watch this here. Okay?
There is a massive change happening on this planet right now. I have an urgent message for all of us. Hi, I'm Saratoga Ocean, and I work together with an interdimensional, interuniversal, and extraterrestrial force known as Telstar, along with Archangel Michael. There is a massive unseen change taking place on this planet right now. It is imperative that we wake up to this change and prepare ourselves immediately. There is no time to waste. I want to suggest that we start by taking a step back and resetting our consciousness and our entire outlook on life here. A simple way to say this is that we need to go from point A, where we used to be, to point B, where we need to be right now. So let's define what those two points are and then see how we can advance our journey in a more advantageous direction. Point A is a level or a type of consciousness that has been built and expanded since the Industrial Revolution. It represents a paradigm of life that we collectively thought was secure. That paradigm was basically a system of punishment and reward that kept people happily working for the controllers, thinking that this was the best that life could offer them. All you had to do to get the reward was to live a manufactured, cookie-cutter lifestyle that was instilled in you from birth. In exchange for that, you could get the reward of money and social approval. And that, my friends, is a typical system of a more benevolent form of human slavery. This is how the controllers got us to build their future systems of total AI control. The cookie-cutter lifestyle was simple. You were born, you go to school, you get a job, you get married and produce offspring, and then you retire and die. This lifestyle was repeated for multiple generations and served as a planetary workforce machine powered by naive human slaves. This was the machine that the controllers needed to create the AI world that we are now entering into. Now, in that cookie-cutter lifestyle, we were comfortable enough that we didn't really need to think about things like spiritual awakening and ascension. And the controllers were also smart enough to create a system that would prevent people from going too far afield spiritually. They created religion to keep people spiritually in check and to keep them sufficiently intimidated to continue following the rules. So overall, even though people thought they were free, there were rules everywhere. It's just that our human corral was a little bit bigger than it is now. Following the social, religious, and government rules were how people got rewarded in life. And the controllers made sure that we would be happy with this system by telling us that planet Earth was the only intelligent form of life in the entire universe. Given that lie, we thought we had it pretty good. Well, pretty good compared to nothing at all, right? We thought we had enough freedom to make a fair number of choices about how we wanted to live. Basically, we were all living in a gigantic planetary comfort zone. Now, comfort zones are notorious for being unhappy places that remain desirable just because they are familiar. You know how they work, and you don't have to expend too much brain power figuring things out. But comfort zones also breed unconsciousness and a serious lack of creative energy. So up until the end of 2019, we were all happily riding along in our comfortable slave train of cookie-cutter lifestyles. The controllers had us right where they wanted us, unconscious, assuming, and mostly interested in recreational activities. And then that train slammed into the concrete wall of 2020. And it has been downhill ever since. See, unbeknownst to us, the controllers had reached a certain apex of technology that would enable them to take us to an entirely new and more sinister level of slavery. They were able to catch us completely by surprise using terror about a new health issue and a sudden pandemic. they told us that the only way to save ourselves was to lock ourselves down, inhibit our own breathing, and stay far away from each other. And naturally, everyone immediately complied. I mean, why would these people in charge who had provided us with our comfy comfort zones have anything but our best interests in mind? And then over the course of the next 2 years, people started to become suspicious. How did 2 weeks to slow the spread turn into 2 years and counting? And thus the Great Awakening began to unfold. This was the point when we needed to make a conscious transition from our former point A comfort zone paradigm into a new paradigm that I'll call point B. And we are in that transition period right now. This transition is where the timeline split is going to accelerate. So we need to be prepared by making some important decisions right now. So first, I want to describe the massive unseen change taking place on this planet. Many of us are so distracted by the war, the health issue, and the programmed divisiveness that we don't even see what's happening in the bigger picture. So after I reveal what this massive change is, I'm going to show you what point B is and the shift that we need to make so that it will all make sense. So this change is very simple. We are being shifted from biological life to an artificial synthetic version of our former selves. Now, this goes beyond the metaverse that I talked to you about in this previous video. The metaverse is an interim step, but it's not the end game. And I'll link that video down below in case you missed it. Now, this massive planetary change that we're talking about is not only about humanity. Eventually, this change is likely to affect every living thing on this planet. It's going to affect all of biological life. Now, you may have also heard me talk about attending a lecture back in 2000 given by a scientist who was one of the original inventors of artificial life. He and other scientists there were discussing our future and how it would ultimately come down to whether or not biological carbon-based life could survive given the upcoming new AI life form, which they said would be superior and possibly take over the entire planet, thus rendering all of biological life extinct. So this is the real issue. It's not climate change. See, these scientists in this lecture were publicly telling the truth, which was much easier before the internet tech took over and all of this surveillance became possible. So let me take you on a quick little journey to show you where we are right now in this process. Imagine if someone came up with a diabolical process designed to transfer human life from natural carbon-based biological life to a synthetic machine-like version instead. You need to start with that idea in mind so that what is going on right now will make sense. Biological life as we have known it involves reproduction between a male and a female. This is how for millions of years biological species have maintained their existence on this planet. AI synthetic life does not operate in this way. Think of it like a machine. Robots don't need dating apps or marriage ceremonies. They don't have mating rituals. They don't have babies. In fact, they don't have genders at all. Machines also don't need nice homes or lovely gardens. They don't need to travel and take vacations. They don't need holidays or family dinners. They don't need relationships. In fact, they don't even need to breathe. Now, with those things in mind, take a look at the past 2.25 years. Everything that we are being told matches the so-called life of a machine or a robot. It matches the life of an AI cyborg or robot. We were told to stay home and work in place. no recreation, little or no human contact whenever possible, stop traveling, and as little breathing as possible. And yeah, we were also discouraged from having holiday celebrations and family dinners. And now we're being told that we might need to live in a future of eating synthetic food because real food is going to become increasingly scarce. We're being told that cars are bad and that we shouldn't drive. But most of all, pay attention to this fact. We are being forcibly transitioned into seeing ourselves as genderless. More and more, we are being told that if you believe you are a man or a woman, then you are a bad, insensitive person. Children are being taught that gender fluidity is a thing, you know, like this, fluid. It's very fluid. But it's not going to stop there. Eventually, being a biological male or female will be seen as an unnecessary disadvantage on both sides. Now, in recent years, men have been portrayed by the media as negative, violent, and unnecessary, stupid creatures. The main thrust in this propaganda was that men are an unnecessary part of our species who serve only as liabilities. And this is the funny part. They got women to stand down from this atrocity by telling us how great we are. We are the smartest and the best, and we should have all the power. Women are just awesome. Now, I have been saying all along that given what they were doing to men, that for sure women were going to be next in line for the controller's destruction. And now we're seeing that happen. See, they always go after the men first and do everything they can to weaken them so there will be no one left to protect the women. And that's how they get access to women and children. And now, of course, we see the controllers actively working to make women irrelevant. So how are they doing that? Being that these controllers are such creative geniuses, they decided to go after sports and bathrooms. They told us that men are really women and can therefore use women's bathrooms and play against women in sports. Of course, why didn't we all think of that? I mean, can you just imagine their secret meetings? Now, can you start to see that we are literally dealing with aliens? So the obvious programming is that a biological man is essentially meaningless because he, she can also be a woman. And by men competing against women in sports, it also shows that a woman's biology is equally as irrelevant. So now everyone's gender is essentially irrelevant. In fact, USA Today just declared that there is no scientific way to define what a woman is, which would also mean that there is no scientific way to define what a man is either. I mean, think of this. Are we now trying to look even less bright than sheep? Even sheep know that there's a difference between a male and a female. So come on, you guys, let's not make ourselves look more sheep-like than actual sheep. Now, we recently had the famous swimming competition issue about this. Did any men stand up against this? Well, no. And how about women? No, again. The women just went ahead and participated anyway. I mean, they complained a lot and some even cried, but they went along with it nonetheless. So the controllers are doing a fabulous job, aren't they? Who knew that this ridiculous plan would actually work? Now, everyone foolishly thinks that this is some cultural issue about equal rights. No, this is a blatant attempt to eradicate our biological human nature. It's just another step in turning us into AI synthetic life. This is really about eventually putting an end to biological reproduction and turning us all into sexless robots and human cyborgs. Oh, and now they're saying that we shouldn't have pets. Pets are bad for the planet because they eat meat, especially cats, they say. Cats are the worst. I mean, they actually like to eat. You may have heard that recently the media says that we should just let our pets die, you know, for the good of the planet. These guys will utterly trash the oceans and think nothing of it. But your pet is a problem for them because it likes to eat food. Now, let's pause for a moment and look at what we have so far. Since 2020, we are being told no relationships, no pets, no genders, and no breathing unless absolutely necessary. Sounds like a machine to me. This is what it looks like when AI accelerates its attempt to take over a biological planet. And then there's a lot being said about this this sharp thing that they want to stick in everyone that I'm not supposed to talk about, and synthetic DNA manipulation. I wonder what that's all about. See, ultimately, they will use their negative carbon propaganda to teach us that all of biological life is bad for the planet. That's because biological life involves a symbiotic relationship between CO2 and oxygen. And that includes plants and animals, not just humans. It's like, oh, you have a carbon footprint. You're bad. And we could say, well, of course we have a carbon footprint, geniuses. We're carbon-based creatures. See, this is all just mental programming designed to turn us against ourselves as natural human beings. They've already told us that humans are bad. Now, cats, dogs, and cows are bad too. So don't expect this to end. They also tell us not to eat meat, because that will cut out the middleman between us and vegetables. They say that animals are the middlemen between us and vegetables, and therefore, we should just go straight to the vegetables and bypass these middlemen animals. Notice this has nothing whatsoever to do with them having some kind of empathy for the animals. Maybe we should tell all the wild animals about this amazing new fact. Then they can stop eating meat too. Lions can start grazing on grass. And coyotes can just eat flowers and berries. But wait, that would be harmful to the planet too, because plants' lives matter too. Do you see how they're starting to move down the biological food chain? They are now beginning to add animals to their platform of biological irrelevancy. And I want to mention another point about how AI has been literally engulfing this planet. We've been destroying trees, wildlife, and massive biological habitat for many years in order to build this AI world. In fact, we have been in the midst of a mass extinction level event on this planet for decades now. So if you think that these controllers care about this planet, just take a look at their track record. They are on the road to demonizing all of carbon-based life, starting with us humans. And it's all part of the plan. Now, you might be wondering who these controllers are. At the top of their hierarchical ladder is what we call the AI God. This is the alien phenomenon that is behind all of this. Next, we have negative alien and interdimensional players who are charged with enacting this agenda. They are the ones who understand the much bigger planetary picture. And finally, at the bottom of the ladder are their human minions. These guys have made deals involving power and greed in order to be a part of this atrocity. They have been promised ownership of this planet if they go along with this, which of course is a joke. But of course, they are not too bright either due to the fact that they are blinded by their greed and their need for power. I'm sure those deals will be broken once AI has achieved its final agenda. It's not like these wayward humans are dealing with a trustworthy source that is stupid enough to give them all the power when this is over. So if you have been confused by all of this anti-pet, anti-gender, and all humans are bad rhetoric, your confusion will end when you realize what they're really up to. Then it becomes crystal clear. This is all part of the process of an AI planetary takeover. So this is where we are in the process right now. In addition to making everything physically anti-human, they are also training us to get used to total mental thought control. They want us to get really comfortable with housing thoughts and ideas that come from somewhere outside of us. They are conditioning us to abandon our natural individual thought processes and instead outsource our thinking to someone else. And that someone else will eventually be AI. Now, I started this video by saying that we need to go from point A to point B. Right now, most people are stuck in point A and don't realize that they need to shift to point B because they have no idea about what is really going on. They just keep hoping that all of this chaos will end and everything will go back to how it was before. And that's a pretty dangerous place to be in the larger scheme of things. That's why we need to shift our consciousness to point B. So now I will describe what point B is. Point B represents a very deep level of soul searching about your purpose on this planet. It represents a deeper level of awakening that includes a greater understanding of what is really going on here. If you do nothing, if you sit back and wait, then by default, you will be swept into the agenda of AI. And as you know, that is definitely the lower timeline. Your being and your consciousness will be subsumed by AI on that lower timeline. And that will set you on a completely different, unknown course in this universe that could last for an untold amount of time. Now, it's not difficult at all to be subsumed by AI. All you have to do is remain unconscious and passive. All you have to do is to passively accept everything the controllers dish out. Just question nothing and accept everything and you're good to go. Now, if you don't like that idea, there is an alternative. The alternative is to be crystal clear about what is going on here, protect your own mind and thoughts, and make some serious decisions about your purpose on this planet. That's what point B is all about. It's about a shift to a higher degree of responsiveness to what is going on. Now, there are three options for your purpose on this earth. The first option is a default purpose where you allow yourself to just drift along and be unconsciously folded into the controller's agenda. In this case, you allow your presence to be merged with the controller's purpose on this planet. The second option is to stay the course as a natural human being who wants to evolve in concert with the natural universe. This will involve work on your part to maintain yourself and your consciousness at a natural biological level. The third option is the highest and most protected option. That is the option of service to a higher purpose. A higher purpose would involve a unified field of consciousness where you function in service to the universe's higher attempt to evolve naturally. This would mean that you support others beyond yourself to stay on that evolutionary path of a natural evolving human. Now, I'm not really into the Law of One books, and I've only actually read a small portion of the first one, but there is something that they say that I totally agree with. They frame it simply as the difference between service to self and service to others. Service to others, as I would define it, means an expansion of your intention to naturally evolve to include a desire to help others in the process. It can also include supporting animals and nature in general. This can take whatever form has meaning for you. It doesn't have to be as big as an entire career. It can be as simple as how you are in relationship with those you come in contact with and with the people who are a part of your life. It can mean supporting the world around you to be as natural and as high vibrational and as heart-centered as possible. possibilities for how service to others can manifest are endless. The important thing right now is that we each go deep within ourselves and come to terms with where we are in the bigger picture that goes well beyond just this one lifetime. Because now is the time to set your trajectory in that bigger picture. And the best way to do that is to become clear about your larger purpose in this universe. Do you want to remain a naturally evolving soul in this universe? Do you want to stay connected to what is real and moving towards a higher state of consciousness? These are simple questions, yet they're very profound when you take them seriously. So let's take the time to reset our individual journeys and aim our consciousness in exactly the direction that we want to go. And most of all, remember that you are a creator. That is who you are by nature. You have a power within you. You have a light. You have a love. You are connected to the wider universe. You have so many incredible assets beyond even just your physical body. And that's what we want to preserve. And that's the power that we want to tap into, along with our higher intelligence, to be able to navigate our way through this universe as naturally evolving humans. So if you enjoyed this video and found value in it, please give it a thumbs up and share it out with anyone else who you think would like to know a little bit more about what is really going on this planet. And be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell, because I am here every Tuesday with all new videos. And with that, I'm sending you loads of love, light, and high vibrational energy. Have a beautiful day, my friends. Namaste.
Okay, it would be very, very easy to start debating all the different things that she said, but here's what I hope that we all do. If you had some problems maybe with some of the things that she said somewhere along the way, look at the bigger picture. That's what I want us to focus on. Her bigger picture concept was very good. You have heard me many, many, many times refer to the Neruda interviews. And these were done 23 years ago by Dr. Jameson Neruda. And he talked about what is called, you know, the shift into what is called human 3.0. He said human 1.0 was basically the caveman era. Human 2.0 is the Homo sapien era that we have been in, with lots and lots of upgrades through the thousands and thousands of years. And we're now entering into human 3.0. And in that, he said there would be two versions. One, transhumanist agenda, i.e. the artificial intelligence human that she just described. And then the other is what is called the sovereign integral, the person who lives from a place of consciousness and awareness in their lives. That was her description. She has done one of the best jobs that I have seen of describing what Neruda talked about 23 years ago, and we're seeing this unfold. Now, a lot of the things that she says aren't going to happen overnight, but you can see how the controllers want to do this. What's really important is we have the ability to rise above it by staying conscious. She did talk about the timeline splits. And, you know, you've heard me refer to this before. I know Blanca has described that. These timeline splits is us consciously moving into two different worlds, the artificial intelligence, the transhumanist agenda world, versus the human consciousness awareness world. So it's really interesting through this process of how she described that. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to share this with you tonight. So now, Blanca, let's go to you, and why don't you share your thoughts with us on that?
Well, I agree with you. She really did make it easy to understand, because a lot of people are talking about artificial intelligence. They're talking about raising of consciousness and how that's going to take humanity to a different place. And some people use the timeline analogy. Some people say a new earth. So a lot of people are talking about this, but I agree with you. She made it very easy to follow in terms of what's going on and how, pointing to evidence of how we're seeing it actually happen. So I enjoyed that.
Good. Yeah. And again, it's back to folks, the purpose and the reason for us being involved in this currency exchange is so we have the resources to be independently wealthy, not slaves to our jobs, like what she talked about, so that we can do the work we need to do to stay in that higher consciousness perspective. That's our purpose. You know, you've heard me talk about, you know, Neruda and the Sovereign Integral, and all that comes out of the Wingmaker's materials. And James Mahu is the primary writer of that. And it was a couple of years ago, he finally came out with about a 90-page PDF document describing the Sovereign Integral. And I'm just now going through it. It's pretty deep in its analysis and how he describes it. But it's interesting. He says, as humanity, as human beings, we are a conscious, we have a conscious soul. But what we choose to do, we choose to incarnate into these physical bodies and come here to this place called planet Earth. And there's one reason for that. He says, the soul is always on the in the process of what is called creating its expansion, creating its endeavors, creating its learning process, and creating itself to expand into its higher states of awareness. And part of that process, though, the steps that we go through by being in physical bodies here on this planet. And here's where we have our choice. We have the freedom of choice to say, are we going to allow what we call the evil controllers to control us, or are we going to expand ourselves beyond the limitations that they place beyond us? This is our opportunity to move into this great time of expansion. So, Blanca, back to you. If any other thoughts that you would like to share? Are you there? Hello, hello? Did you put your mute on?
Oh, here I am. I was just saying that it's very interesting of things that we've been talking about a couple of years ago. First of all, we were talking about the whole thing of what is consciousness, right? And what's a higher level of consciousness? And how do you, you know, work with your thoughts, you know, when you find yourself in fear or worry or anger? Remember, we started with that. And then we, whenever we talked about the wing makers, we were talking about there's going to be a split in the artificial intelligence and the transhumanism, but that what's going to be the antidote to that or the protection is a higher consciousness state, right, or a higher frequency. And so now when the battle lines are really coming to where you could see them, and if you don't see them, you just need to listen and pay attention. All these things that you were kind of talking about, we've been prepared for this particular challenge.
Yes. Yeah. I think you described it well. She's done a very, very good job of describing the bigger picture. And, you know, we've been talking about some of this in the past, and she's describing how it's now all starting to unfold from the position of the controllers, the cabal of what they're attempting to do to bring upon us. And that is their world. And if you just simply by default live this, you know, lower consciousness life, then that's the life that you're going to live under their control, because that is what they want to do. But we have the ability to rise above that. So, well, because the program was a little bit longer tonight, I think I'm kind of ready if we want to see if there's anybody that wants to come online and have any comments or questions. If anybody would like to call in, if you'd like to call in, again, the number there is 515-605-9356. Again, 515-605-9356. Press 1 on your touch tone phone, and that lets us know that you would like to come on the air and that you had like to make some comments or you'd have some questions, you know, that you would like to share with us. So, yeah, and I know it takes just, again, a little bit of a delay for me to get to that, so I don't see anybody coming up yet. So let's, oh, there's somebody just came up. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's go to this caller with area code 204. Okay, it's coming up. There you are. Area code caller 204, you're on the air. What's your name? What can we help you with?
Yeah, Merv from Winnipeg, and the links wouldn't open on me for Blog Talk Radio. So I listened to you on the phone, and the first part I missed, the only thing I heard about currencies is smaller groups are probably going first in Reno. Could you kind of go over what you had said that I missed?
That's it. There is nothing else to say beyond that. They go before we get ours in the larger exchange.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Once Reno starts getting paid out, you need to plan. It would be at least 2 to 3 months before you would receive anything. So, I mean, for those that are involved in the exchange with me, you're still looking a good 3 to 6 months out, minimally, before you're going to have money in your own bank account that you can spend.
Sure.
Okay.
But for currencies held in our hands or whatever, is there a way that some sites or whatever will tell us what to do with it or where to go make a
plan? No. None of those blog sites are accurate. You cannot trust anything coming from Dinar Recap. I can tell you right now, the real funders who have the real money never, never, never go public with this. If they went public with this, the cabal would come in and attack them and shut them down. You can't believe anything you're seeing on the blog site. This is not a public exchange. This would never be a public exchange. The funders will never allow the public to walk into a bank or a processing center and exchange their funds there. If you do that, you're funding criminals, you're funding terrorists, you're funding drug dealers who could become multimillionaires overnight if anybody can do that. You have to go through a private contract exchange authorized by U.S. Treasury. Those are the only people that are going to get paid in this.
I see. Okay.
I mean, who in their right mind is going to allow any drug dealer, terrorist, criminal, you know, walk into a bank with a whole lot of dinar and walk out with $10 million? No, you have to go through a process of being under contract. You have to go through the process of having a background check done on you, and you have to be in a contract that's authorized by U.S. Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they never talk about that, and they don't get it, and they don't ask those questions. They don't ask the questions, why would the funders allow anybody to have this? And number two, they can never tell you where the money's coming from. I hope that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else then you want to, any other questions or comments? Hello? I guess not. I think we're probably done there. He's not coming back. Okay? All right. I don't see anybody else then. And folks, thank you for understanding what I just had to say. I mean, folks, remember the blog sites, please, again, think this through. Who has the money, the scores of trillions of dollars that they're going to release? Do you think they're just going to release this out to the general public? No. The cabal would come in and aggressively attack them and shut the whole thing down. And then they would come after all of those people. The people who think they're going to get that, those are the people that the cabal would target. This is done quietly, privately, under private contract, and nobody knows the date of when the funds are going to be released until the day it happens, because they will never pre-announce this kind of money being released for safety and security reasons. Okay? All right. Blanca, anything else that you want to share with us? I think I don't see anybody else wanting to come on with any other questions, and we might be ready to call it an evening tonight.
No, I think that's it, and I encourage people to digest the information you shared with them and to look for examples of this actually happening so that they know which side they're going to be on.
Yes. Okay. All righty. Thank you, folks, for joining us all here tonight. I'm not certain if I'll be back next week or not because of my moving situation or scenario. But if there's anything urgent comes up that's important to talk about, of course, then I'll have a program. If there's nothing that's urgent, I probably will not be, and so it'll probably be another 2 weeks. So we want to thank all of you for joining us here tonight, and I hope you have just an absolutely wonderful day tomorrow. Okay. Good evening.